Grand River Transit drivers have not experienced the number of attacks or the severity of violence that transit services in Toronto have been facing. But incidents on regional transit have become more severe and have escalated at a quicker pace than they did before the pandemic. Brendan Burke, president of Unifor Local 4304, representing Grand River Transit bus drivers, said there have been two incidents in the last year that were more severe than what they are used to seeing. A black operator had a racism issue with a customer, Burke explained. And then another operator was almost stabbed with a pen. There are safety measures in place, such as emergency buttons on buses that go straight to dispatch services if security or a supervisor cannot immediately be called on. There are no added security measures currently being put in place, but Burke would be open to seeing an increase in security on GRT buses, referencing a Committee of the Whole presentation done in March of 2022 at Regional Council, which provided a breakdown of where security is placed. Unfortunately for bus riders, it's mostly focused on the trains, which I find odd because when you look at the numbers from 2019, 2020 and 2021, the bus operation provides 80-90% of the ridership. Burke stated. In a statement provided to City News 570, Grand River Transit said the safety of riders and operators is a top priority, with all buses, trains and station platforms provided with security cameras to monitor incidents. The transit organization also added that operators are behind safety shields for protection and are trained in de-escalation. The GRT said that passengers who have security concerns can advise the operator, who can contact security to attend to situations.